Homeless teens in Reno don't have access to an overnight shelter specifically for them, and many don't feel safe at adult shelters. On Wednesday, December 6, two short documentaries exploring local youth homelessness will be screening in Reno. Our reporter, Paul Boger, spoke to the organizer to learn more.
Nico Columbant runs the street reporting outfit OurTownReno.com, which focuses specifically on local people who are homeless. Nico, tell me about the two documentaries that will be airing Wednesday.
One is by Our Town Reno, which is called Help at the Circle, which overviews the annual homeless youth point in time count, which happens over a 24-hour period where different volunteers come together and try to find out how many youth homeless are actually living out there on the streets these days and what are their conditions exactly. So they try to do outreach efforts to get to these youth. And with our cameras, we followed the whole 24-hour process. So it was very interesting to follow that whole course of events. And the second film is by another UNR student, Annie Arguzzi. It's called This is Homelessness. And that film focuses on different efforts in the community to help youth homeless year-round with different activities.
You know, we hear a lot about homeless adults here in Reno, but how pervasive is youth homelessness specifically?
It's often called a hidden or an invisible population because you are homeless if you're not in a stable home. And you have a lot of young people who live on a friend's couch. You have a lot of young people who live in abandoned houses, buildings, roofs, parks. You have a lot of young people who do not sleep at night because it's too dangerous for them, and so they walk around all night long not to try to get attention to them. It is, you know, in the several hundreds, I would say, the youth who are completely homeless with, you know, no options to turn to on a day-in, day-out basis.
You were kind of getting into it, but what are some of the unique challenges that homeless children and teens face?
So they are very scared of the services meant for the homeless population because they find that a lot of the older populations tend to gather in cliques. A lot of the older homeless populations have, you know, alcohol and drug problems, much more so in general than the youth population, and at a different level, many more mental health issues, much more severe in the older population. And the youth population who are homeless or living in very precarious situations always say that they find there's a real prison mentality at the shelters, at the food lines, and they really, almost all of them, tend to avoid these main services that are offered for general homeless populations. So they go towards the services that are specifically offered for the younger populations.
In the short film, Help at the Circle, which we talked about a moment ago, we hear from a young volunteer who's helping homeless teens. Let's take a listen.
My name is Caitlin Watson. I just turned 18 last December. I guess last year I did volunteer. Because I wasn't 18, I wasn't allowed to do it overnight, so I served up lunch. It was actually kind of scary how many kids were my age were on the streets by themselves. And I wanted to volunteer again because I realized how much I do have, and I need to start focusing more on what I do have than what I don't.
We just heard from Caitlin Watson, reflecting on what she's learned from interacting with homeless teens. But for many of us, this is a somewhat hidden population, like you mentioned. What do you wish everyone would see or understand about this at this point?
I think the film is also an ode to volunteers such as Caitlin Watson. You know, her words are beautiful, and that's why I wanted to include them in the film, because Reno is such a small city. It's the biggest little city. We can solve these problems. We're at such a micro level. We can show to the rest of the country how you can solve issues like this. It's only in the hundreds. This is doable. There can be a solution, and there are so many ways that they could be helped, and volunteering is the start. It's getting awareness, helping out. And we try to report about the homeless youth population. We try to show them, because then people, when they might walk in downtown Reno, they might recognize someone that they saw in an Our Town Reno article or film. And maybe they'll reach out because they'll know a little bit more about this person's story. And they'll understand that all these people need is just a little bit of extra help because they've been dealt such a bad deck of cards, as I've said.
Nico Columbant, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Paul Boger.
Our Town Reno is a street reporting project produced by the Reynolds Media Lab at the Reynolds School of Journalism. Wednesday screening is at 7 p.m. at the Potentialist Workshop in Reno. along with two short documentaries. There will also be a community conversation about this issue. Learn more at ourtownreno.com.